It is time now for date night. We have reached the end of the week, so we are joined now in the studio by my husband, the one and only Brad Bednar. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we recommend date night activities for people looking for romantic things to see and do in our lovely community.
Man, let me tell you, this has been a week.
I've gathered.
I'm not a happy boy.
Uh-huh.
All of my brain energy has gone into work. And yet another task that I have to come and complete and possibly fail at is coming up with romantic ideas for things to do in our community.
Well, what if I told you that we live in a day and age, a magical land where you can pass that task off to a robot?
Hey, Aaron, what can we do that's romantic in our
I'm
community?
Not a robot. I had to check a box a minute ago proving I'm not a robot. You were like, let's do ChatGPT, and I have to set this up. I have to log in. I have to create an account. I have to prove I'm not a robot, which is a weird thing to do when you're signing up for ChatGPT.
I just want to talk about this for a second. Sometimes I'm really proud of like how a date night prompt shows up.
Yes.
I'm very proud of this one.
This is a good idea.
Because Aaron and I were talking about the t-shirt contest that's currently going on right now at chapelboro.com.
Sunday, April 30th to submit your t-shirt designs.
And I, for a laugh, said, hey, I'm just going to have like OpenAI make art for me. And Aaron laughed and said, okay, cool, do that. And then the one I got, I think, was posted on Twitter Wednesday of this week saying, can you beat the AI? And it's a trash picture. It's an amazing picture, but it has nothing to do with like the prompt that I suggested to it. So I've decided, why don't I just outsource my date night prompts to like ChatGPT or whatever, because every time I come here, Aaron goes, we're going to have romantic date night suggestions. And I'm like, let's go to the Cheesecake Factory. And then all the way home, like, for the week after, it's like, I can't believe that you suggested the Cheesecake Factory as something romantic.
We go to the Cheesecake Factory frequently, and it's quite nice.
But is it romantic?
Mm.
Ah, see, there you go. So there are challenges with trusting like your life and fate to ChatGPT.
This is true.
But I just want to throw out there, again, I'm outsourcing everything.
Right.
I asked it, hey, ChatGPT, my new best friend, can you please tell me what I can do for a date in the area if I want to have an intimate experience?
All right.
Yeah.
Does the response that you get change if you preface it with, hey, ChatGPT, my new best friend?
Sure. They're like, what's up, Brad? I gotcha. And then here we go. Here you go. Number one, like, I'll just throw out there, go take a hike.
Right.
I don't know if you know this or not, but the Chapel Hill area is home to some beautiful hiking trails that offer plenty of opportunities to connect with nature and each other.
Oh, this is great, because when I went to ChatGPT, my first prompt was, where's a good place for a romantic walk in Orange County, North Carolina? Let's see what overlaps we got.
So they said, consider taking a leisurely hike at the Botanical Garden Trail or tackling the more challenging Okanichi Mountain Loop Trail.
Fun fact, when I asked for a romantic walk in Orange County, it gives me Okanichi Mountain. It does not give me the Botanical Gardens. What it gives me instead as the number one answer, because it gives me a list of a top six, most romantic walk in Orange County, North Carolina, according to ChatGPT right now?
I assume it's like doing a bar crawl up and down Franklin Street.
That would be great. Duke Gardens. They expanded the definition out to include Durham, apparently.
Yeah. Which is fine. Like, we allow that.
That's true.
Yeah.
I did say Orange County. This does not pass the smell test here.
Yeah. But I'm convinced this is witchcraft. Like, anytime you ask me where I want to go or what I'm going to do, like, I'm going to ask ChatGPT, and then I'm just going to, like, read off verbatim. Maybe you're not, like, in the mood to go walking. We could have a spa day. Like, how nice and intimate would it be to have a spa day at a local spa such as the Spa at Farrington or the Umstead?
All right.
Again, not my Chapel Hill kind of, like, focus, but I'll allow it, right?
I'm glad my first two immediate thoughts were their first two immediate thoughts.
Yeah.
So far, ChatGPT and I are simpatico.
All right, what was the number two for you? And then I'll tell you what my number three is, and then we can, like, rest easier at night.
Oh, for walking around?
Sure.
Coker Arboretum.
Oh, yeah.
Which does technically count as the botanical gardens. It's just not the botanical gardens.
Right.
It's another garden run by the NCBG. Yeah.
As I was pitching this, like, idea to WCHL's own Kenny and Jada, we're talking about the concept, and it's okay, like, let's do this. Oh, let's go to Southern Season for a cooking class. Which is not great.
Yeah.
But
because, you know,
they're not open yet.
They're not open, right.
But it was very proximal.
All right. I've got the
Have you got the answer?
I've got it here.
Let's hear it.
I just typed in, where's the sexiest spot in Chapel Hill?
Ooh.
It gives five answers.
Uh-huh.
What do you think?
The lantern.
No. So it prefaces,
okay.
As an AI language model, I cannot determine what is considered the sexiest spot in Chapel Hill, since the perception of sexy is subjective and varies depending on individual preferences. However, Chapel Hill offers a variety of venues and locations that can be considered romantic or alluring depending on the occasion or personal preferences. Some possible options might include... Number five is just Franklin Street.
Of
you
course.
Want sexiness, yeah. Go to Franklin
yeah,
Street and just walk around.
I have a t-shirt that says that.
Number four, which I don't disagree with, is the Forest Theater.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
I like that.
Number three is the North Carolina Botanical Garden.
Yeah.
Number two is the Weather Vane, which unfortunately is no longer
also
with us.
Also closed for forever.
ChatGPT is a big fan of Southern Season, y'all.
Yeah.
But number one... When I ask for where is the sexiest spot in Chapel Hill, it is downtown.
Yeah.
What do you think? I don't think we've been here.
Oh.
I do not think we've been to this place.
I mean, is University Massage still open?
The rooftop bar at the AC Hotel.
Ooh, we have not been there.
Didn't know they had a rooftop bar.
Yeah, well, I mean, if ChatGPT says it, it's true.
And that is date night. Brett Bednar, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.